Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. The only way to live, the only way to please God. And you're going to be hearing more about that during the next few minutes of Wee Kids. Crystal and Curtis, it's good to have you listening. Hello, Michael. Look at this guy's smile. Seth, it's good to have you along. Look at these pictures from Alyssa and Debbie and Big Mike and Bob and this family. Thank you so much. It's nice to see what your shining faces look like. Samara, and hello to your dog, Lady, too. It's nice to have you listening. Jordan and Eden and Elise, it's good to have you along. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Jonathan over here. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, during today's Bible time, we're going to be learning about the one time God judged the whole earth. And everything with the breath of life died, except one man and his family. Who was he? Keep listening. There are animals in this story.
Come on, everybody, gather around. It's time to have some fun down at the farm.
Welcome to
Wee Kids.
The old great dog goes woof, woof. The tomcat says meow, meow. Moo says the milk cow, and the billy goat says bah. The horse rears up on his hind legs and gives a mighty yell. But there's something great that I can do they cannot do as well.
I can praise the Lord. I can praise the Lord. I can clap my hands
and sing to him.
Praise the Lord!
And make a joyful noise. I can praise the Lord. I can praise the Lord. I'm the crown of his creation and I'm free to make this choice. I can
wakes up on the fence with a cock-a-doodle-doo-doo. The big fat hen goes quack, 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 packing up her food. Cheep, cheep, go the chick-chicks as they chip right through their shell. Cheep, 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 cheep. But there's something great that I can do they cannot do as well.
I can praise the Lord. I can praise the Lord. I can clap my hands
and sing to him.
Barnyard praise there. Good music on Wee Kids. And the Bible says everything should be praising the Lord. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl. We'll be getting into the creeping things in the Bible story coming up in a moment or two here. Kings of the earth and all peoples. The Bible even says here in Psalm 148, sea monsters should praise the Lord. Now, what does that mean? I don't exactly know, but the idea is that everything should give praise to God. because He is the Almighty, the all-powerful God of the universe. And what makes people special praisers of God? Because we can be adopted into God's family. Yes, if a person invites Jesus Christ to come into his heart or her heart and wash the sin away and take control of his or her life, Jesus, God, will do that. And that makes people very special indeed. That's the good news message of the Bible and the good news message of we kids. Have you figured out what today's Bible story is all about? Here's a hint.
Old man Noah heard God's voice.
Big hint.
Build an ark of wood. The rains will come, don't wash away. Build an ark of wood. With a saw-saw here and a tap-tap there. Here a saw, there a tap, everywhere a rat-a-tap. Old man Noah heard God's voice. Build an ark of wood. The people laughed at Noah's boat. He just worked away. He gathered animals two by two.
Yes, today's Bible story is about Noah, the Ark, and the Flood. This is based on Genesis 7 and 8. Carefully, Noah built the boat, doing just as God had told him. At last, the time had come. The Lord said to Noah, "I have seen that you are the best man among the people of this time. So you and your family go into the boat. Take with you 7 pairs, each male with its female, of every kind of clean animal, and take 1 pair, each male with its female, of every kind of unclean animal. Take 7 pairs of all the birds of the sky, each male with its female. This will allow all these animals to continue living on the earth after the flood. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth. It will rain 40 days and 40 nights. I will destroy from the earth every living thing that I made." Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him. Noah was now 600 years old. The flood started on the 17th day of the 2nd month of that year. That day the underground springs split open, and the floodgates of the sky poured out rain. The rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On that same day, Noah and his wife, his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives went into the boat. They had every kind of wild animal and tame animal. There was every kind of animal that crawls on the earth. Every kind of bird was there. They all came to Noah in the boat in groups of 2. There was every creature that had the breath of life. Male and female of every living thing came. It was just as God had commanded Noah. And then the Lord closed the door behind them. The rain came, and the water lifted the ark so that it rose above the earth, and the water covered even the tops of the mountains. All living things that moved on the earth died. This included all the birds, tame animals, wild animals, and creatures that swarm on the earth. And all human beings died. So everything on dry land died. This means everything that had the breath of life in its nose. So God destroyed from the earth every living thing that was on the land. This was every man, animal, crawling thing, and bird of the sky. All that was left was Noah and what was with him in the boat. And the waters continued to cover the earth for 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and tame animals with him in the boat. God made a wind blow over the earth, and the water went down. The underground springs stopped flowing, and the sky stopped pouring down rain. The water that covered the earth began to go down. After 150 days, the water had gone down so much that the boat touched land again. It came to rest on one of the mountains of Ararat. This was on the 17th day of the 7th month. The water continued to go down. By the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains could be seen. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. John 14:15, God says, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
Rat-a-tat-tat and a thump-thump-thump, Noah built a great big ark. Rat-a-tat-tat and a thump-thump-thump, for his family to embark. Get in the ark, it's going to rain. Here come the cows, moo-moo-moo. Get in the ark, it's going to rain. Here come the animals, two by two. Rat-a-tat-tat and a thump-thump-thump, Noah built a great big ark. Rat-a-tat-tat and a thump-thump-thump, for his family to embark. Get in the ark, it's going to rain. Here come the ducks, quack, 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 moo, moo, moo. Get in the ark, it's going to rain. Here come the animals, two by two. Rat-a-tat-tat and a thump-thump-thump,
that's a terrific Bible story on We Kids. Good music to follow, too. By the way, did you catch the part of the story that says that there were more than just two of each kind of animal? Yes, the Word of God says that there were seven pairs of each clean animal and only one pair of unclean animals. Good information to know if it ever comes up on a Bible quiz in the future. You can say you know what the Bible says about that. Absolutely true story. And now, time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Are you ready to... Oh, no. Oh, no. This is going to be some march. I need some march leaders here. TJ, thank you for the picture. Would you like to be march leader in your family? I'm picking you. Michael... and your dog, Petey, you're in. Let's see. Peyton and Papa Bill, thank you so much for the picture of the kids marching with their bowls on their heads. Peyton, I'm making you march leader in this family ahead of Skylar and Leah. Alyssa, you're march leader over here. Thank you, too, for the pictures. I appreciate that. Alyssa, I'm making you march leader ahead of Big Bob, Big Mike, and Sister Debbie in this family. And Mama, Pop, one more. Jordan, you're ahead of Eden and Elise over here in this happy household. Mama, Papa, help me out with this thing, won't you please? If I've not picked a march leader yet, will you please pick one for me? Thank you. Now, these are the rules. Number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. It is a march. Abigail, are you listening? Number two, knees up high. It's great marching form to do this. Number three, if you're a big marcher, please watch out for little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players. Brass instruments only, please. During our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Look at all these happy kids in this thing. Jamie and Krista. Tiffany comes marching through. Left, you left, you left, you right, you left, you right, you left. Hello, Karen. Hello, Timothy, over here. And here comes Papa Billy on this thing. There goes a dog. Lady, good marching. Felicia comes marching by. Hello, Tanya. Jenny's in on this thing, too. Hello, Jordan. Here comes Sammy. And Samuel over here. Hello, Rebecca. Hello, Thomas. Hello, Kirsty. Kelly, good marching. Bryce and Chase, watch out for the trombone players. You know, sometimes these guys get a little out of hand. That's enough of that. Jinhee marching in this thing. All smiles. Gently now. Michael, not quite so high on the knees. Here comes Kayla. And Jacob. Hello, Harmony. Hello, Hayden. Here comes Ty and Wayne marching their hearts out in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Cody comes marching through. And Sarah. Bob, are you following or leading? Come on, Mike. Behave yourself. You're supposed to be a big brother. A good example. Follow Alyssa here. Debbie, good marching. And here comes Elena. And Robbie, both of you girls are doing fine. Hello, Benjamin. Man, this guy's got a strange marching style. Well, he's all smiles. Okay, kiddo, all the way to the end of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Julia's marching very well today. Hello, Hannah. Here comes Vanessa. And Christopher. Brianna, good marching. Good marching, young'un. You may be seated.
Christ-centered and kid-friendly.
All day, every day. KeysForKids.net.
I am a koinonia, koinonia kid. And if you ask me what that is, I'll tell you this. It means fellowship and caring, worshiping and sharing. Yes, I am a koinonia kid. And I'm so happy. I want the whole wide world to see that.
And there you have a little Greek lesson on Wee Kids. Greek word koinonia means just what they were singing about. Fellowship, caring, worship, sharing. It's good stuff. And yes, we're even sharing a little koinonia now during Wee Kids. Oh, by the way, if you can meet me at the radio station here, I need a ride home in a few minutes. Just honk.
A dash of patience and appreciation. That's a recipe for love.
We don't call it Bible-based kids radio for nothing. This is We Kids. And now, a little more zoo music. I think animals, I can't help but think about Noah and that floating zoo that he had on the ark. Wow, what a job to take care of all those creatures, all those animals, all that eating, and all that had been eaten. Oh my goodness. Well, that's what God wanted him to do, and that's exactly what Noah did, because the Bible says Noah was a righteous man. And God wants us to be obedient, too. That's why the verse to go along with this good story about Noah and the flood is John 14:15. Do you remember it? Jesus says, God says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And you know what the most important one is? That we be saved. The Bible says, sanctified, set apart for God's use. There's only one way to be saved, and that is to come to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we're to confess, that is to agree with God that we're sinners. And then we're to turn from that and receive the heart cleansing that comes only by the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary for your sin and for mine. Oh, talk about good news. The good news of the Bible and the good news of we kids. Oh, I hear my ride out there. Oh, I think this is going to work out really well. I don't have to fool around with a crazy machine. Somebody drives to the radio station and picks me up. I think I hear my rides. I think I'm going to have to explain this. Till next week, youngster. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. See you around.